Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget all the other things, including our blog, including the archives, including the articles, including our members, the members of our Brain Trust, over 500 of those puppies. You can check out their stuff and all the things that they've done to help us, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and you can find all that there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Justin Kitch is our newest member of the Brain Trust. He's the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies, and for a long time now, he's been helping small business owners get their online strategy squared away, and he's our guest. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here, and on behalf of all the things, good things that you've done for small business owners since 1998, congratulations and thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, there's a little that's more rewarding in business than helping other businesses, in my opinion. So, yeah, we really enjoy it.
Well, now, okay, yours is an interesting story. We're going to get to some good advice that Justin will have for us in just a minute. But I also think, Justin, that you've got a good story to tell us. I'd like for you to talk to the audience a little bit about what was going through your mind. What were you thinking when you started your business back in 98?
Well, actually, I started my first business in 1994, and right out of college, and was, you know, really kind of became enamored in working for myself and trying to build something from scratch. And so, in 1998, I had started an educational software company in 1994, and decided I wanted to build something that was directly related to the internet and more focused on helping small businesses. And you know, what we decided was that taking technology, I'd studied computer science in college and at Stanford, and you know, technology was fun and all, but what was really exciting was helping people become empowered with technology and
the application of technology.
Absolutely, and the internet was just coming into existence in those days, and it was so confusing to people, and it had this promise of being the great, you know, leveler of the playing field, but yet most companies were benefiting from the internet were spending millions of dollars and were huge Fortune 500 companies, and nobody was really paying attention to the little guys.
Right. You're singing my song from when we started this in 97. That's exactly what we thought. And what did you have stars in your eyes about your .com back in 98?
Well, I don't know about that. Definitely we believe that the internet could be powerful, but you know, we had no idea how successful we were going to be. It sort of exploded in front of us, and we just went along for the ride. So it certainly, as we went through 98,
but when did it explode? Did it explode early on, or did it explode after the dot bombs?
Well, it did it twice, actually. I guess it depends what you mean by explode.
Yeah, right. One explosion is an explosion. The other one is jet propelled.
Implosion and explosion. Well, you know, actually, we went through a couple ups and downs. We went through a big up during the internet bubble before it burst, and after the bubble burst, actually, was sort of a blessing in disguise for us because we became more focused on just small businesses. We had, prior to that time, focused on consumers and small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bubble burst, we decided, you know, the people who really benefit the most from us are small businesses, and we focused exclusively on them starting in about 2000, 2001. And that's when our ride really got exciting because, you know, we found we had thousands and thousands of these small business customers who were really benefiting from our technology at Homestead, building their websites on homestead.com, and that's when it really got fun and interesting, is that we started focusing on those customers, hearing directly from them, and building solutions just for them.
Well, I'm gonna make an observation. You can tell me if I'm wrong or not. I'm going to say that when you first started your business, you thought you knew what your business model should be, but when you, after the bubble burst and you redirected your company, you found out what the internet was really intended for, not what you thought it was for in 98. Would that be a relatively accurate statement?
I think that's fairly accurate. You know, we didn't really know what our business. I'd like to claim that we even knew.
Nobody really knew. There are only a handful of companies who really understood what the internet was. And when I say a handful of companies, I mean the people who were trying to create portals and all that sort of thing. Most everybody was just trying to defy the laws of economics.
Right. Well,
before 2000.
What really helped us out is, for better or for worse, we know we did not start our business just to get rich.
Right. And that's the reason you're still here.
A big advice I would always give people is, if you're starting a business just to get rich, you're really going to be chasing your tail and hoping, you know, it's like winning the lottery. If you're starting a business because you have a passion and you love, you know, working for yourself and building something from scratch and getting in there and you know, rolling up your sleeves, those are the people that have become the most successful, because that passion holds steady through ups and downs of the economy and through ups and downs of their own personal fortunes. They remain passionate.
Well said, Justin. That's exactly what I've been telling people since I've been on the air, that if you don't love what you're doing, when all the other stuff, the operating of the business, you know, really lets you down and wears you out, and when all that's turned against you for a day or a week or a month or a year, the thing that will keep you coming back will be what you love to do.
That's right. Yeah. And if you're focused on that And I had no choice but to start a business, frankly. It just was in my personality. And I really wanted to do something like this and build something from scratch. And it kept me going, as opposed to just the other way around.
Right. Justin, you're a father, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually.
Well, I thought I saw a picture of one of your children.
Yes,
you know, there's a reason that God made them so lovable.
That's,
you know, if it weren't, you know, you, who would change a dirty diaper if you didn't love them so much, right? It's the same thing with your business, isn't it?
That is true. You kind of love it in spite of all of its warts, and you don't see all those things.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going into a break, and when we come back, I'm going to want you to give us some advice, but set it up for us a little bit. If you've got something under a billion small business owners listening to you right now, Justin, and what would you like to say to them about their online strategy?
Well, I think the key to what to understand about online strategy is that, you know, there's soon going to be no difference between your online strategy and your overall marketing strategy. The internet.
There'll just be a strategy.
It is just your strategy, and the online. Right now, maybe you could argue that it should only be half of your strategy or a third of your strategy, but the time is coming when it is your entire strategy, and there's no difference. You know, using the internet is a fabulous tool if you understand it for acquiring and retaining and serving your customers. I think people forget those last two sometimes.
When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Justin to be a little more specific and give us, we're going to get down in the weeds just a little bit and get you to, and also we're going to talk to a little bit about his website. Is that homestead.com?
That's right, www.homestead.com.
Homestead.com. We'll tell you more about that and other things right after these messages. Justin Kitch is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Justin Kitch is our guest, and he's the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. That's homestead.com. He helps small business owners. His organization helps small business owners put their best foot forward online with website technology that will help you. And it's also affordable and easy to use. And Justin, give us about a 60-second tour of your site.
Well, homestead.com is simply put, is a website that helps you build your own website. You go there, you go to homestead.com, you can sign up for a free trial, and it helps you create a website, gives you a domain name, which is, of course, the .com or .net or .org address for your website. It can help you if you want to sell online. We have a whole commerce product called Homestead Storefront. We have over 2,000 professionally designed websites for every conceivable business category that help you kind of get a site that looks like you spent $10,000 on it, even though we're charging you between $20 and $50 a month. And once you've got that going, we spend a lot of time and energy helping you create the right content on your site. You know, what exactly you want to communicate to your customers, how you want to suck them into to your business, and then, of course, how you serve them
right
after that you have them as customers.
And so that includes the development, the domain registration, and the hosting of the site.
That's right. And the probably the most important thing is we give you extremely simple tools to let you update your site on a daily basis.
You can do your own maintenance.
It's right. And that's really critical. I think having a website that is static is like not having a website at all.
Well, it's a brochure, basically. No, you're exactly right, and good for you for making that available. And that's homestead.com, right? And it's easy to walk through the process and everything?
Absolutely. Just click on start a free trial, and we have offer a 30-day free trial, and we'll help you get started. In fact, we have customer support people who will give, if you put your phone number in there, we'll give you a call and help walk you through it right from scratch.
Now, you started this company in your house, in your apartment.
I did, actually. I was renting the house with four other people, and I started it down in one of the rooms, yeah.
And that was in 98, and today you got 100 employees.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very
much. It's a great American success story, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to check out Justin's website. Justin, let's talk about this online strategy thing. We got a lot of people out here who are still stuck in the 20th century. You know what I'm talking about there? They're still thinking 20th century marketplace, and you know what I tell them, Justin? I tell them what Dorothy said to Toto. I tell them, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Funny. I'm actually from Kansas, but I don't take that the wrong way.
This is the 21st century. Exactly. I was in Kansas, and I told them that too. This is the 21st century, so we've got to behave the way the marketplace is moving in the 21st century. And one of those ways is to make sure you've got an online strategy of some kind.
That is correct. I tell people, go hang out with 25-year-olds and for a few minutes, and you will quickly realize why online marketing is so important. They do not use the Yellow Pages. They do not read a newspaper. They do not listen to local radio.
They don't have a landline phone at home.
They do not, and they cannot tell you the call letters of the radio.
Now they listen to my show, Justin.
They do, probably on the internet though, Jim.
Well, they might. Of course, they've been able to do that for a long time. But
that's critical. I would be all over you if you didn't allow them to do that.
We were one of the first to stream on the internet way back in 98. But seriously, the point you're making is excellent, and that is that if you take the Gen Xers, which is about 50 million kids. 50 million young people.
They're not even kids anymore, right?
Which is your age, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then we get the Gen Ys, which is about another 80 million. And some people say, of course, the Gen Y isn't through. They're still making Gen Ys. And so that may be, my demographers, Justin, tell us that may be as many as 100 million people in that generation. We're talking 150, the equivalent of 50% of the U.S. population is under 35 years old.
Well, and if you look at spending power in the next 10 or 15 years, it's going to be more than 50%. And,
right.
So that's what I tell people, as goes the 25-year-old, so goes the country.
Right.
And that's what I would encourage. And it depends. I mean, for people who've been in building their business for 20 or 30 years, it's hard to comprehend the fact that the Yellow Pages is no longer the best way to acquire a new customer. Or if I tell somebody, if you're not collecting the email addresses of your existing customers, you're missing by far the biggest opportunity to communicate with them. And that just doesn't make sense to people who haven't lived that way, but I can't tell you. I mean, I get 250 emails a day, and it's a strange day when I get more than two phone calls.
Right, exactly.
And I'm the CEO of a pretty big company, and I don't communicate with anybody except over email or instant messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing it for fun. I'm not chatting about the weather or about, the cute girl down the hall. I'm doing business.
Well, Justin, when back in 2002, when I was reporting that there were only about 10% of American households had broadband connection. I said when broadband is completely diffused in the economy, in the marketplace, the world will change. And that's what's happening right now, isn't it?
That is true, and people's attention spans change when they've got broadband. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you right now. I'm reading I'm sitting here on your website. And I've got I've got the New York Times up.
Exactly.
Not because I'm not interested in what you're saying, but that's the way my generation.
Well, I'm not sure I like that idea there, Justin. Hey, Justin,
You got to capture these guys right away.
Give us the website one more time.
www.homestead.com.
Will you come back?
Yeah, I would love to, and I'd love to talk to some more specifics about what you do when you get your website going.
We'll do that next time. Thanks, Justin. See you next time. Quick break, right back with our intellectual property attorney, David Dossie. Stay with us. This is the time bell ring.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.